So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network. It was a thrilling win last night in the series opener at the Trop for the Twins. That is the starting point for Chris's pregame interview with manager Rocco Baldelli. It is brought to you by UCARE.
All right, thank you very much. We're joined by Rocco Baldelli, and I want to start with last night's ball game because it had some of everything. And Glenn Perkins and I looked at each other middle of the ball game, and we just said, is there ever a normal game in this building? It seems like every single game is nip-tuck. It's got about 15 different points where it could veer severely in a direction for either club, and it felt like last night's game had all of that and then some.
Yeah, it did, and it kind of felt like that early on. We had some really big swings early in the game, and then it just felt like there was a lot of runs and a lot of stuff happening, and then all of a sudden the pitching settled in, and the bullpens came into the game and did a really, really nice job, and then the game cruised for a little while, and then there's a little more action. There was a lot. This building also, I think, lends itself to that in a whole bunch of different ways. And the team we're playing against, the Rays, I mean, they never make things easy. It's never smooth. It never feels like a very easy traditional baseball game where you see it just kind of play out. They make a lot of different interesting moves. They have a lot of different pitchers, different types of guys they can bring in, and it makes it tough.
The way you used the bullpen was masterful last night, going to Alcala early to quiet the jam. Enriquez gets a big part of the order. And then you go to Griffin Jacks, and he's kind of the ace of trump for you. Do you have to be judicious when you play that card, and what are the factors you're looking at as to when you utilize him?
Well, Griff's been great, as you say. You know, we had a chance to bring him in for kind of the meat of their lineup. He wasn't up the previous inning, but we felt like once that inning ended, I mean, I couldn't wait to get him in the game and let him go do what he does well. So it all worked out yesterday. It took a lot of guys to step into big spots. Like you say, starting with Alcala, I mean, that's very early for Alcala to be coming in the game. But he was ready, and he came in. He gave us four outs, and then we start turning it over to one guy after the next. And everyone that came in did a pretty nice job and threw the ball well, and we needed all of it to win. So for our bullpen, I think it was a pretty nice statement, is what I would say.
Big team win, and you get to try to get another one today. Now, Max was a late scratch yesterday, not in the starting lineup with the lefty on the hill today. Is he able to go, or is there a point that it will reach where you need to have a full active roster and you would have to make a decision about him on the IL?
Yeah, we always love to have our guys available. I don't know. I can't tell you at this moment in time. It'll probably go even into the game today to decide what he's going to actually be available for or not. He's not in the starting lineup, but he'll be in the the training room all day long, getting work done. And then we can make a decision once we get him moving around. Sometimes it's even in the first, second, third inning, we're still making those calls. And I think he's going to be one of those late decisions.
Michael Hellman is in the starting lineup, major league debut. How excited was he to see his name on the lineup card?
I have no idea. Haven't talked to him yet. But I was excited writing his name in. I mean, that's, you know, still a decision you're going to make when you bring a guy in, hasn't played yet. You know, how do you get him in? And sometimes you really want to get him in. Sometimes you always can't find the perfect spot to get him in, and then other times it just works itself out. So talking to our hitting guys, we were going to try to get our lefties a day where they're not starting. They've all been out there regularly and playing a lot. So if we can find a day where at least they're not starting the game, but we can bring them in the game, today fell as a good day for that.
Michael starts in right, and then you've got Austin Martin and Willie Castro. They both played a ton of center for you. As you're determining who's in center, who's in left, how they line up, what are the factors you look at?
A lot of things, but there's no real clean answer to it. You try to keep some level of stability where guys might know what they're being asked to do. But when you have a lot of different guys that are good athletes, that have good range, that are good in different spots on the field, it's not always perfectly clear. So you do what's best for that exact configuration. But sometimes even during the game, it might change. I like having all these guys that can move around the field. And the more we move them around, I think the less settled in they feel in one spot and the easier it all can flow.
David Festa had a short start, then came back with a really, really good start last time out. And obviously every start is going to be learning opportunity, growth opportunity. You have to be pleased with where David emerged into his last outing.
David's been doing really nice. I couldn't be happier. I think Pete Mackey is very pleased with what he's been doing. He's been throwing a bunch of strikes. His off-speed pitches are swing and miss quality. The ride on the fastball is always good. I think he's growing a little bit at a time, but he has a lot of ability, and I think he's going to be a good major league pitcher, and I think he already is some version of that.
All right, well said. That's Rocco Baldelli. We'll send it back to the studio.
Yeah, that fastball, Festa throwing it close to 41% of the time, and when he has two strikes, opponents just 3 for 24 with 17 strikeouts against that pitch. It's not the only weapon, though, for Festa. He's also used the slider to fan 15 guys this year, and the changeup has gotten 19 batters so far. Rocco's pregame comments brought to you by UCARE, people-powered health plans. Well, up next, a thorn in the side of hitters this season, and it's not pitching. Mike Petriello explains next here in your home for Twins baseball.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.